This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andrew Miller walked three in a row.
I know.
Andrew Miller
goes double, double, walk, walk, walk. Meanwhile, Daniel Stumpf gets out of bases loaded, nobody out. Gator, all those years when Ron Gardenhire was managing the Minnesota Twins, all those years, what did people in Detroit think of Ron Gardenhire managing the Minnesota Twins?
Thought he was a good manager.
Why did people in Detroit think that?
Well, people thought that he did more with less.
Right.
They didn't have much of a payroll, and yet they were competitive. They didn't have the players, and yet they were competitive, which, in retrospect, they had some pretty good players.
They did, but didn't it also seem like they'd lose good players and stay competitive? And the book was he could squeeze the most out of what he had, and then they get to the postseason and flame out. And, you know, there was much respect in Detroit. And, in fact, I mean, we know how this works. Any coach that has less or is perceived to have less that takes a team to any kind of championship or any kind of height, people love that guy. Absolutely love that guy. And they think that that guy's a great manager, a great coach. If you can take what is perceived as less and consistently overachieve. And, I mean, if you look at what Ron Gardenhire did in Minnesota, that's what he did. So this Tiger team in the early going of this season has been presented with an opportunity. It's an opportunity because somebody has left the door open here in the early going. And that somebody is Cleveland. Cleveland has been pedestrian. Cleveland's been an average baseball team. And
by the way, so have the Twins, who many people thought was going to be a better than 500 team this year as well.
Yes. They've been average. But the real story here is Cleveland. But you're right. Minnesota, definitely. And the Tigers, if they win today, can find themselves in first place. And the last couple of days, we have been told over and over and over again by, I think, people who feel like it's their responsibility to make sure that nobody gets carried away, that everyone needs to relax, that, you know, the Tigers aren't very good, and why do you care if they're going to be in first place? And to those people, I say, shut up. Because you know what they all say? They say the same thing that my kids say, which is the following. You make it sound like dot, dot, dot. That's your interpretation. Because we have said the words over and over and over again. The big story here is Cleveland. The big story is that Cleveland's acting like an average baseball team. The big story is that Cleveland looks pedestrian. The big story is that Cleveland is vulnerable. And if they leave the door open, if for some reason Cleveland never wakes up, then this division could go to somebody other than the Cleveland Indians. Now, we also have said over and over again, I really don't expect the Tigers to be there in the end. But that doesn't mean you're not allowed to enjoy this while it's happening. I don't think we need the fun governor out there to tell us, don't enjoy this. You know, I don't think we need somebody, when we say over and over again, it's a month and a half into the season. I'm going to the game today, and I'm hoping the Tigers win. I'm going to the game today, and I hope when I'm driving home today, we're talking about a first-place team. Because you know what I never expected we'd be doing is this. And guess who's doing it? The guy that we said for years took less and did more. Took less and did more. You know what? You could say they haven't done anything yet. You could say they're still below 500 team. But you know what they've just done? They just beat Cleveland in back-to-back games. When's the last time they beat Cleveland before this?
In a series?
Yeah, or like, period.
Well,
they lost 11 in a row.
They had lost 15 of 16 to the Tribe going into this series. And the Tigers, now that they've won two of the three here and have won the series, first time, I think, since May of last year they won a series against Cleveland.
So a team that's in a rebuild, hires a manager that's known for doing more with less, and they're a game out of first, past the midway point of May, and people aren't supposed to be intrigued by this? I want the fund governors out there to shut up. I don't need you to tell us about perspective, because I think everybody in Detroit kind of has perspective. And is there an enthusiasm to want to enjoy this? Because you know what this team is doing? It's a bunch of guys without the expectation who are playing interesting baseball. And we've spent a decade with a huge expectation and a feeling that our team was underachieving. This could be any Tiger team loaded with big money players that was underachieving and a game out of first in the middle of May. And we'd all say it's a long season, they'll sort it out. But they didn't always sort it out, did they? Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. Cleveland may or may not sort it out. I'm not going to apologize anymore because a manager that does this kind of thing appears to be doing it again. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. But you make it sound like we should be getting playoff tickets. No, no, no. I'm not making it sound like that. I'm making it sound like if the fans want to come down here and have fun, and if we're going to talk about it like it's a real baseball team, then guess what? You're going to have to deal with it. Because this team is being more interesting than previous teams. Is that safe to say? That this team's more interesting?
Well, they're more interesting than I thought that they would be. I'll say that. I think when you look at what's going on, and I agree with you to a point. I mean, you know me. I don't like anybody telling me what to do.
No.
And I sure as hell don't want somebody telling me that I shouldn't be rooting for this team because they're supposed to be bad. And here they are, slightly worse than mediocre record-wise. I want them to be better. I want to sit back and enjoy a game. I want them to be competitive. And so far, they've been. And if you don't like the game that you saw last night, then there's something wrong with you. Just because it doesn't fit your narrative setting into the season and thinking this team's going to be a bad team, look, I think the team's going to be end up with a bad record as well. But it's not going to stop me from enjoying the games during the season. I'll watch every game, not because it's my job, because I love baseball, because I love the Tigers, and I want to see them. There are things I'm looking for. But you know what? It's a scrappy bunch. What they're doing now is very impressive because of who they're doing it with. And your point about Gardenhire is pretty spot on there, because that's the thing. Ron Gardenhire got all the accolades with Minnesota. Oh, if only the Tigers had a manager like that who gets more out of his players than what's really there. And there's some truth to that with what he had in Minnesota, and there's some of it's a little, you know, revisionist history there. But he did get a lot out of those Minnesota teams, and he turned those players nobody had ever heard of. Nobody heard of Denard Span. Denard Span's doing things. Nobody heard of Corey Koski. He was doing things to those teams. And he turned those teams into playoff teams. They didn't win in the playoffs, but he turned them into playoff teams. Do I think this team's going to be a playoff team this year? No, not at all.
No, but see, but that, that's...
But I'm not going to... It's not going to stop me from enjoying it. So don't change my narrative because I'm enjoying the game.
Well,
That you don't want to enjoy because you gave up on them a long time ago and you just refuse to have fun. How about this? Have fun.
When I talk to my children, okay, my children, and I say, here's what dad's expectations are. Here's where you haven't lived up to them. And you need to do better, okay? And I have very specific conversations with them. And here's what you have to do to get what you want as a kid. And they'll start saying, oh, you hate me. No, I don't hate you. Well, you make it sound like you do. And I'm like, no, I don't. And I'm like, that's right, I'm having a conversation with a child. And then I get on the air and I deal with, you make it sound like. I'm like, these are adults. These are adults. We're dealing with a team that is interesting, with a manager that does this, and a Cleveland team that is blanking the bed.
Well, here's what I don't understand. I don't understand why the people that the fun police, as you put them, I don't know why they find the need to throw the bucket of cold water in everybody anyway. Just enjoy it. Because if your life is so hinged on success or failure based on what the Tigers do, get a life, man. Look, I enjoy it when they win. the colors seem brighter than everything else. The sun shines brighter. I feel warmer. It's a great day outside when the Tigers are winning. But it doesn't make or break my day based on what happens here. But the fun police, as you put it, these people want to keep you down regardless.
But here's the thing. They think, you need a reality check. How many times do we have to say, I really don't expect them to go to make the playoffs, but you know what? They could be in first place at the end of the day. I think that's kind of cool.
It is kind of cool.
Did, if I'd said at the beginning of the year, middle of May, Tigers are going to be in the first in the division, you would have just – people would have called you crazy. Well, now they have a chance to do that. And then they'll say, well, it's only because Cleveland – we know! The realist that thinks they have to come in is saying the same thing and getting mad about it.
But it's not. Your big thing is that the big story is Cleveland, and I'm not going to say that that's the big story. I mean, it's a story about why Cleveland isn't as good as we thought they were going to be. I think the Tigers are a bit of a story here. Looking what they've done over the last 10 games, because, and I say 10 because that's the 10-day disabled list of what these guys are going through right now. No Cabrera, no Candelario, no Leonis Martin, who has been a real surprise this year, as is Candelario. Zimmerman's going to miss a start here after he's had two really good starts. Now he's missing a couple of starts. You know, they're missing some major components to this team. You know, Castellanos was day-to-day there for a little bit. Now he comes back and first at bat last night, launches one into the warning track, gets caught, and later hits a home run. He looks good. But they're doing great things without their great players.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.